This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry offers a warm welcome to each of our listeners. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting the service today. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, and printed copies of the sermon will follow the broadcast. We hope you enjoy today's service so much that you continue to worship with us every Sunday on this station.
Who is feeding your soul and your mind? We're going to talk about that question in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we have come into your presence that you might feed us. We have been fed all week with many things that are not exactly good for neither soul nor mind. And so we pray that as we have drawn aside from a busy world, we may hear your voice speaking, telling us of our nature, that we need a Savior, but assuring us that in Jesus Christ we are yours forever. Lord, we pray as we open your word again that it may be your Holy Spirit who will be our teacher, and we may see the kindness and the love that is there for us who are sinners. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
25 years ago, I had the privilege of listening to Dr. James Massey, that great black preacher from Los Angeles. One of the statements that Dr. Massey made in that marvelous sermon that he preached was, quote, "My mother never served her family any junk food," end of quote. With those words, Dr. Massey drew a picture in my mind. Here I could see his mother serving the children and her husband the food that was good. It had come right from her cook stove, potatoes and meat and vegetables and all of the good things that go along to build a body. And he wanted his audience to know that day that this was also true when it came to the matter of being fed spiritually. And he referred to a verse that is our text today, where our Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst." That's found in the 35th verse of John, the 6th chapter. Once again, our text, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Those are words that bear our listening to this morning as they come to us from the Savior. Earlier in his ministry, Jesus had said, "Man does not live from bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Here Jesus was quoting from the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the 3rd verse, and he was being tempted by Satan in the wilderness, and he knew that he needed extra strength. And so he let the tempter know that he had been fed with God's word and that he was strong for the hour. And that's what we're anxious to talk about today. We live in a very trying and difficult world. We need to be strong for every single situation that presents itself to us. So let's take a look at a few of the passages that I would say, and I believe you would too, are really great pieces of advice, a great message. It is not junk food. It is the bread of life. Let me read to you from Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 6 through 8. Here the Apostle Paul says, "You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless." Notice what he says, we're powerless. Yeah, we're powerless. We who are told that we can do anything that we want to, if we only put our mind to it. That isn't what Paul said. That's the junk food that comes our way that gives us a wrong ego. It's good to encourage us. I don't mean that. We could change that a little bit and say, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You give me the strength, Christ, and I can do great things for you. But on my own, according to Paul, I am powerless." When we were still powerless, now notice, Christ died for the ungodly. He is telling us that we are the ungodly. Well, we aren't ungodly, are we? We're trying to live a life as best we can, and we live a pretty good life in comparison with others who are round about us. But here he's telling us that we are the ungodly. But Jesus comes back and says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." What a thought, friend. This is really the word of life, the bread of life. It tells me who I am. I'm a sinner. But it does not depress me, because it tells me that even though I am this kind of a person, God in his love and mercy has come down, and while I was yet in that state, he died for me. You see, junk food, when it deals with a person, doesn't describe us in this way. It is much easier for junk food to tell us that, you know, we're getting better and better. As we become better educated and we are becoming more mature in civilized Christianity, we can be excellent people. Now, I don't mean that there are not a lot of wonderful people in this world, but I am saying this, that we become great people of God the new people of God, when we are found in Jesus Christ. Culture will say to us, well, there was a lot of things that had to be readjusted for our own good, our welfare. Some of the absolutes had to go, the rights and the wrongs. They brought guilt complexes to people, and it was not the way that we should live. Today we're saying, let your conscience be your guide. Do what you think is right. Do what is good for the masses of people. That's what culture will say. But the Word of God says that here it is, the Ten Commandments, plus, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Now, which is the most appealing, to do the things that we really want to do, to think and act and speak the way that we want to do that, within reason? What really touches our spiritual taste buds? Problem is, you see, that when we don't get a good look at ourselves, we then don't see how much we really do need a Savior. In reality, we may be doing a lot of good things, but in reality, too, we are by nature sinful and unclean, and we need a one who will come to redeem us and bring us into the personal relationship with God that only we can be when we are in Jesus Christ. We see, for example, when we live with some of the junk food of who we are, that we can really get into some terrible situations. Now, I'm going to take one that I certainly want to admit is probably an extreme, but one that has been with us now for several weeks, months, and just see what it does to us. Bernard Madoff was sentenced a few weeks ago to a term in prison of 150 years. The judge sentenced him to that long stay in prison, which will never come to an end as far as he is concerned. Because he is supposedly stolen from many people through his business shenanigans. Some of the older witnesses who had invested money in this man's work were at the courtroom, and they described how they had lost their entire life savings, and their home had gone too. As they wept, cried, and bitterness was found in the hearts of many people sitting there, it must have finally gotten to Mr. Madoff. For later on, he writes, I live in a tormented state, never knowing all the pain I have created. I have left a legacy of shame. And his wife says, I am embarrassed. I am betrayed. I ache over the stories that I have heard and read. You see, here was a person who thought that he was quite an individual, without a doubt one of the wealthiest men in the world, and a man who had acquired all of this through his own mind and thinking. But here is a man who didn't have a Savior to guide him, to direct him, to turn him around. And as a result of that, when I don't know who I am, and these temptations come my way, then I can do some very, very vicious things. Probably not to the extent of Mr. Madoff as far as dollars and cents and thousands of people are concerned, but in my own little way. Here's another bit of the bread of life. It is found in the 19th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. I read it often. It is our Lord Jesus says, I came to seek and to find that which was lost. We hear this word, lost. Am I lost? What makes me think that I am lost? Well, Jesus is dealing with a person like Zacchaeus, who too was a very, very wealthy man. But he had lost his way. He had no sense of values. Until one day, he came into the presence of Jesus Christ. And Jesus sat down and had a real talk with him. And when he was done, Zacchaeus had become a new man. The money that he had stolen, half of it he was going to give to the poor, and any individual who could identify what he had paid to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus would return it fourfold. Isn't that quite a difference? You see, here is the garbage, the junk food, spiritually speaking, that could come to Zacchaeus. Get just a little bit richer. After all, they hate you now. What does it matter if they hate you just a little bit more? When Jesus faced temptation, he went to his Father's Word, and there he found his strength. When we have those temptations that confront us, we are not adequate to face them by ourselves. It is then that we can go to the Father. And the Father who strengthened and turned Zacchaeus around is a Father who can turn us around too. Here's some more of this food that God offers to us, food that you and I need very, very much. It is found in the 5th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, beginning with verse 38. Hear these words from our Lord. You have heard that it was said, and here's the junk food, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbors and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. What a counsel! This is a counsel that comes to us from this good food. I am the bread of life. I am the one who can really see you through. Jesus has said, you have heard it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, you see, there's a difference in the food that we have fed as to how we should treat others, other people with whom we have to have a relationship. Harry Emerson Fosdick was the great preacher of New York City, Riverside Church. Maybe some of you have been there way back if you're old enough to hear Dr. Fosdick himself. He was often considered a real liberal, and I know little about his theology. But he has left one illustration behind that I have always loved to talk about. Harry Emerson Fosdick tells the story of President Lincoln. None ever treated Lincoln with greater contempt than Edwin Stanton. He one day said, he is a low, cunning clown. At another occasion, he said, he is the original gorilla. Isn't that something? The President of the United States called the original gorilla? A Lincoln heard these things, and he said nothing. But then one day, he invited Edwin Stanton to become the war minister in his cabinet. When the people heard that he had appointed Stanton, and they knew what Stanton had said of Lincoln, And they went to him and said, Mr. President, what on earth has caused you to appoint such a vicious enemy as this man to you? And Lincoln simply said he was the best man for the job. Interesting. When Stanton stood at Lincoln's casket, these were his words. There lies the greatest ruler of men the world has ever seen. Somewhere along the way, God had fed Lincoln's soul with the bread of life. And that's what he is able to do for those of us who will walk with him and live in his word. I began by saying, and I think you will probably agree with me, that if we listen to enough television and radio, and if we read enough of the newspapers and get all of the news that's around about town, in the course of a week we have fed, our souls are fed, a lot of junk food. It isn't just all of this junk food that goes into our body that we pick up at the grocery store and we see in the basket as we check out. It is more than that. It is a food for our soul that breeds hatred, that breeds filth, that causes us to think ill of this one and that one. That's junk food. All kinds of it there. We're not going to be spared from it. Simply is there. But we can do something to help combat it. What our Lord Jesus Christ did when he was tempted by Satan. Turn to the Word of God. Read it. Meditate upon it. Let God fill our spirits and our souls, that he may lift us heavenward and assure us that in Christ there is a forgiveness of our sins, and in Christ is the promise of a new life. Let that happen. Go to your church, friend. Find a church where the gospel is being preached, and then be faithful to it Sunday after Sunday. Open up your Bibles and read them. Read them day in and day out. Gather your family around you, husband and wife, fathers and mothers. Do that. This is what you need. You do not need a lot of junk food, neither for your body nor for your soul. And Jesus Christ has said, and please remember this, you are to feed on the bread of life, which has come down from heaven to be your Savior and your Lord. Amen.
Hiding rock and treacherous shore.
pray with me. Father, in the spirit of the psalmist, we say, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence do my help come? My help comes from the heavens and the earth. My help comes from the Lord. And so, Lord, give us a grace in this busy day of ours, and raising children, making a living, and trying to go here and there, that we may take time out just to sit and talk with you. For you have said to us today from your word, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. God, help us to keep from starving ourselves spiritually, that we may be strong and able to meet Satan head on. Hear us as we pray, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray that the gospel message you have just heard will inspire you to give thanks for God's many blessings in the week ahead. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders depends on the generosity of its listeners to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Please consider, if you're able to do so, a gift to help us in this mission. Some listeners have joined our GEM, or Gift Every Month Club. They make a regular monthly gift of any amount. If you would like to become a GEM Club member, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. Gifts may also be directed to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. All gifts are tax deductible. If you would like to receive a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You can also write to us at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Or visit us on the website, www.christiancrusaders.org. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth continuously since 1936.